The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Greetings, everyone. I'm Jennifer Green for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Teen Magazines. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from theteenmagazine.com and teenvogue.com. Our first article today from teenvogue.com: Are Tom Holland and Zendaya retiring in 2026? The Viral Fan Theory Explained. This article was written by Sarah Delgado on March 28th. If you've been on the internet over the past couple of weeks, you might have noticed speculation about Tom Holland and Zendaya quitting acting to focus on future family life. But is there any truth to this popular fan theory? Well, yes and no. Below, we break it all down. What have Tom Holland and Zendaya said about retiring? Tom Holland and Zendaya, who recently got engaged after years of dating, have both been open about their plans to retire at some point. Speaking to Men's Health in January 2025, Holland revealed his plans to retire from acting once he starts a family. "When I have kids, you will not see me in movies anymore," he revealed, admitting he'd focus on other hobbies and parenting instead. "I'll golf and dad, and I will just disappear off the face of the earth," he said. Zendaya seems very much aware of Tom Holland's plan, and in fact, she is on the same wavelength. Back in 2024, Zendaya opened up about seeing her friends starting families, admitting she'd also like to do the same eventually, though not immediately. The star admitted it had been one of her goals for a while and revealed she'd likely like to keep her future children away from the spotlight, which might also mean a step back from the industry for herself. "I don't necessarily want my kids to have to deal with the pressures of being a public figure," she admitted to Vogue. "And what does my future look like? Am I going to be a public-facing person forever?" The actor said both she and Holland had complicated feelings about kids and fame and being in the public eye. She added, "We've seen a lot of cases of it being detrimental, and I think only now, as an adult, am I starting to go, 'Oh, okay, wait a minute, I've only ever done what I've known, and this is all I've known.'" Could Zendaya and Tom Holland be retiring in 2026? There seems to be a popular fan theory that Zendaya and Tom Holland could be retiring soon, seeing as the two stars have decided to express similar sentiments about stepping away from the limelight when it comes time to parenting, which was exacerbated after their engagement news. ICYMI, the two stars got engaged in late 2024 while spending the holidays with Zendaya's family in the U.S. Fans seem to be under the impression that the two stars could be packing on projects for 2026 to retire and focus on family to coincide with their 30th birthdays. But that is still a relatively early age to become parents these days, and even more so retire. But would work even allow them to? Let's get into it. What are Zendaya and Tom Holland working on until 2026? If you want the short answer, Zendaya and Tom Holland are working on a lot of projects until 2026, and there might even be some we don't even know about that are already in the works. Spider-Man 4, The Odyssey, and Bond? This past week, you might have noticed some online chatter about Tom Holland potentially being a contender for the coveted role of James Bond. Over the last few years, speculation has been at an all-time high trying to find Daniel Craig's successor, with names like Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Regé Jean Page, Idris Elba, Josh O'Connor, and many more, now with Tom Holland being thrown in the mix. speculation about Tom Holland potentially being the next James Bond, and emphasis on speculation here, can be traced back to February 2025, when it was reported that Amazon had gained creative control over the uber-popular British franchise. A month later, in March, it was then reported that producers Amy Pascal and David Heyman had inked a deal to helm the next Bond movie for Amazon MGM Studios with complete creative control. Announcing the news, Amazon especially emphasized the duo's impeccable track record in previous franchises, which is where the link to Holland comes in, as Pascal is behind the latest Spider-Man franchise with the British star. Heyman, on the other hand, was a key player in Harry Potter and its many offsprings. Previous Bonds have stuck with the role for a while, so that'd mean commitment. Sean Connery starred in 6 Bond movies from 1962 to 1971. Roger Moore did 7. Pierce Brosnan, 3. And Daniel Craig starred in 5 from 2006 until 2021. Though there's been chatter about Holland being Bond at some points for years, the connection with the producers has certainly intensified it. And with the star turning 29 this year, he does seem fit for the character. But that does not mean it will happen, especially with his busy slate. At the time of writing, Tom Holland is booked and busy. The star is currently filming Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey alongside fiancé Zendaya and the still-untitled Spider-Man 4, both slated for a 2026 release, is soon to follow suit. The star's name is also attached to American Speed, a based-on-a-true-story project from Amazon MGM Studios still in pre-production stages that would potentially star Tom Holland and Austin Butler as two-thirds of the Whittington brothers, race car drivers who were involved in a major scandal. This project has no tentative release date yet, so it could very well be after 2026. And Zendaya has Euphoria, Be My Baby, and much more. Work-wise, Zendaya seems even busier than Holland for the next couple of years. For the latter half of 2024, Z kept busy filming A24's upcoming romantic comedy, The Drama, which was written and directed by Christopher Borgli. Zendaya stars alongside Robert Pattinson, Mamadou Athi, and Elena Haim in the project, which finished filming last December and is yet to set a release date, though it is expected in 2025. The star has also already been spotted filming The Odyssey alongside Holland and, at long last, the highly anticipated Season 3 of Euphoria. In February 2025, it was also announced that Zendaya had joined the cast of Shrek 5, which is expected to hit theaters on Christmas 2026, voicing Felicia, Shrek and Fiona's daughter. Though these are not yet officially confirmed, Zendaya could also be working on Dune 3 and Spider-Man 4 for 2026 releases. Though details about the latter and its cast are being kept under wraps, the third and final installment in Denis Villeneuve's trilogy will likely feature Zendaya's Chani. Filming is expected to kick off production in the summer of 2025 for a confirmed December 18, 2026. Aside from all of those, Zendaya is also slated to play Ronnie Spector in the late star's biopic, Be My Baby, which just announced Barry Jenkins as its director. Zendaya has been attached to the project since 2020. And Spector reportedly handpicked her before her death in 2022 to play her. The project remains in pre-production, but given Z's busy schedule, we could see it picking up, at the earliest, well into 2026. Taking into account the already confirmed 2026 releases and its subsequent promo tours, it's hard to see where the couple would even fit in their wedding, the obvious next step, before going for the full retirement with children plans. So, again, only they would know their preferred timeline. So, will Zendaya and Tom Holland retire soon? I guess the more appropriate question here is maybe more, can you define soon? The couple is, rightly so, private when it comes to their personal lives, so fans will know in due time. But in any case, it's safe to say we'll be having them on our screens for a while more. Our next article from theteenmagazine.com. What are we beyond the womb? Why South Korean women stopped giving birth. This article was written by Penny Wei on April 4th. In some parts of the world, schools have been overflowing with too many students to enroll. In other parts of the world, there are no students. In 2024, over 150 South Korean elementary schools will find themselves with zero new students. Or, as Korean reporters put it, accelerating the path to national population extinction. South Korea now holds the world's lowest fertility rate, with the average number of children per woman dropping to 0.72, way below the replacement rate of 2.1. However, instead of blaming Korean women for not giving birth, we should ask, why should they? In a society where females are submerged in intensive demands from economic independence, relentless working hours, and caregiving duties, South Korean women have begun to stand up and redefine their worth, far past marriage, motherhood, and outdated expectations. As birth rates plummet to unprecedented lows, the world has condemned them for their lack of female virtue, looking on them with concern. However, to me, the decline is not necessarily a crisis. Rather, it is a strong act of defiance and resistance, a radical, audacious call to reform the system. Beneath the dropping birth rates, a structurally mauled system. Beyond the issue of what is the why, plummeting birth rates are more than just a rise of Instagram feminism. It can be rooted deeper, into the very core and crevices of governmental policies and societal structures. South Korea has always been a nation influenced heavily by Neo-Confucianism, a concept which places strict gender norms on the population and an obligation of abidance. Historically speaking, South Korean women have been limited from education and were instead confined to household duties and chores, including childbirth. Hence, birth rates have never really been a big problem. However, with strong economic and societal development, South Korean women have been more and more exposed to education, leading to higher educational attainments and greater social advancements. Over 70% of women between 25 and 34 were active in the workforce by 2020. However, despite the increase of females in the South Korean workforce and job market, some of the Confucian roots remain. Beneath the success of high GDP and societal development, South Korean women often feel trapped in a system that demands unpaid labor, exhausting work hours, and traditional gender roles without any actual support. Censored, Joseon, a reference to the oppressive nature of feudal Korea, has become a phrase for the suffocating expectations placed on the coming generations. In such cases, women often face many burdens. 1. Gender wage gap. As of 2022, the gender pay gap in Korea is at a stunning 31.2%, in comparison to the OECD average of 13.1%. You can't really expect women to raise a child while having to earn significantly less. 2. Toxic work culture. Extensive working hours, the notorious 69-hour work weeks, discriminatory hiring practices, and glass ceilings make it nearly impossible to balance a career with family life. And even worse, women struggle to resume their careers after childbirth and the consequent maternity leaves. It is almost impossible to balance childbirth duties without a healthy and financially stable work system. 3. Strict family expectations. Marriage, in some places of Korea, still remains a deeply patriarchal institution. Women are expected to manage great amounts of household affairs, serve their in-laws, and cook daily breakfast for the family. All in all, women tend to face many issues such as economic insecurity, gender discrimination, demanding work lives, and household business. The costs of raising a child after its birth has also been notoriously expensive. South Korea has seen skyrocketing property prices over the past few years. With only 13.2% of young South Koreans aged 19 to 34 having home ownership. Furthermore, Korea's competitive education system also pushes the costs of raising children to rank highest in the world at 7.79 times the GDP per capita. Faced with those suffocating conditions, many young women are rejecting both marriage and motherhood altogether. Rise of the 4B movement. As a result of these injustices, South Korean women have been spearheading a social movement known as 4B, four no's. No dating, no censored, no marriage, no childbirth. This is more than just a catchphrase. Instead, it is a furious response to misogyny, economic inequality, and gender-based violence. South Korean women are opting out of the patriarchy, not out of inability, but rather out of firm, courageous protest. At this point of the day, rejecting childbirth is not even due to economic concerns. It is a matter of autonomy. It is a type of autonomy fueled by realization and awakening. It is telling the rest of the world that we are not tools used for childbirth. We are fresh, living individuals refusing to endure sexist workplace discrimination and refusing to be expected to serve a husband and his family at the cost of personal happiness. It is telling the rest of the world that over seemingly grand national interests, we prioritize ourselves. Beyond the birth rates. The South Korean government, in a desperate attempt to reverse the trend, have poured over $200 billion into pro-natalist policies. Yet, from cash bonuses to housing subsidies to parental leave benefits, none of them seem to solve the root and structural issue. Who will raise the child? Who will protect women's careers? Who will ensure a livable and burdenless society? Beyond motherhood, we must realize that birth rates are not something that is solely dependent and based on the women population. They are not culprits and are not responsible for fixing the problem single-handedly. Instead of asking women to sacrifice their futures, South Korea must rethink its very foundation. It must redefine family structures, enforce workplace protections, and dismantle misogyny at its core. Until then, South Korean women will continue to fight for their right to exist beyond their wombs. And maybe, just maybe, the world should start listening. Our next article from TeenVogue.com. Why Sydney Sweeney reportedly called off her wedding to Jonathan DeVino. This article was written by Ashley Carter on April 1st. Sydney Sweeney has reportedly called off her wedding to film producer Jonathan DeVino, with a source claiming she's not ready to settle down. Neither Sweeney nor DeVino has confirmed the news of a split or whether the wedding has been canceled, but multiple reports, first from Us Weekly on March 26, 2025, claim that the pair are no longer planning their nuptials this spring. Teen Vogue has reached out for comment. Rumors about a potential split started spreading after TMZ reported that Sweeney had been living in the Beverly Hills Hotel since February. They only further escalated when, according to People, Sweeney deleted an Instagram photo of her and DeVino kissing, which was part of a carousel of photos shared on January 2nd. The outlet later claimed that things have been rocky for a long time. On March 31st, a source further told People the reason for the pair's breakup is because Sweeney is not ready to settle down. They added, "They only lasted for this long because it was hard for her to break it off. They didn't split because there is no love. They split because she just wants to focus on her career right now." The source added that Sweeney felt overwhelmed with her relationship and her wedding, as she didn't feel right about it. The insider added that she's all about working right now and very excited about all her projects, and hence that is what she wants to focus on. Sydney Sweeney and Jonathan DeVino were first romantically linked in 2018 and have been engaged since 2022. Sweeney has kept her relationship with DeVino mostly private, rarely making public appearances together or sharing photos on social media. In a profile with Glamour UK in 2023, Sweeney spoke about maintaining her relationship private, but offered a rare glimpse into her romance with DeVino, calling him her best friend and producing partner. She said, "It's really great to work with someone who knows you so well, who fully supports your ideas, your vision, and your voice. I've been in a steady relationship for a really long time, which is not normal in this industry and not normal for my age," she added. Sweeney said of her privacy, "Everyone is always so curious about who I'm with and what that's like, but I think it's important to have something for me. I'm very open otherwise. I talk about so much, and sometimes it gets me in trouble, but I do try to keep something for me." In the time since they've been together, Sweeney's career has only grown astronomically. From her role in HBO's Euphoria to the commercial success of the rom-com Anyone But You, which she, in fact, produced alongside DeVino. Sweeney has been booked and busy, and remains so. The star, who is currently filming the long-anticipated third season of Euphoria, has also been working on an adaptation of The Housemaid and a biopic of boxer Christy Martin, among other projects. Amid the breakup rumors, Sweeney shared a mermaid-like underwater bikini photo on Instagram on Thursday, March 27th, along with another photo of her posing on the beach somewhere the following day, and a jet ski video afterward. The star is reportedly enjoying a trip with friends in Tanzania, Africa. Editor's note: this story has been updated. Our next article from TeenVogue.com. Glenn Powell's mom speaks out about Sydney Sweeney dating rumors. This article was written by Teen Vogue staff on April 2nd. You've probably been hearing Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell making headlines together again, after the former reportedly called off her engagement with her longtime partner, Jonathan DeVino. Well, Glenn Powell's mom is now speaking up about and dispelling the rehashed romance rumors. The actor's mother, Cindy Powell, sat down with the Daily Mail, yes, the infamous British tabloid, to address the chatter around the Anyone But You co-stars, emphasizing the two are not an item. They're definitely not together, Powell said. Fans started speculating about Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell potentially getting together after the Euphoria star was spotted at the wedding of Powell's sister, Leslie Powell, in Dallas, Texas. The same weekend, reports of the split from her fiancé broke. A little refresher. The duo first sparked romance rumors during the Anyone But You press tour, later even admitting to fueling the fire a little bit to help boost the film's popularity. Powell called them disorienting and unfair at first, while Sweeney fully leaned into them for her SNL monologue, for which she enlisted Powell's help. But back to the present. According to Powell's mom, Sweeney was at the wedding with her friend because she's really close friends with the whole Powell family. She added that the rumors about the two dating are silly and there's nothing going on behind closed doors. They've been friends for so long, she continued. They've known each other for so long and they've both been single and together and with other people. They could have made anything happen that they wanted to at any point. Powell's mom added that while it's none of her business who her son dates, she would want somebody that loves him unconditionally and he loves unconditionally, and they take care of each other and live happily ever after. She also added that he's too busy to date right now, but he's a family man, and he wants a family eventually. Coincidentally, earlier this week, a source told People the reason why Sweeney canceled her wedding was precisely to focus on her career. She's all about working right now and very excited about all her projects, they said. We've run out of time for today's episode of Teen Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jennifer Green, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Teen Magazines is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. We thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.